Seattle's Morning News. It turns out that apple fritter is a lot better for you at 8 in the morning than at 8 at night. Let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. We're talking about something called chrononutrition. Explain that term.
Chrononutrition is actually a subset of a wider field called chronobiology. The study of how, in this case, living organisms, humans, function around a 24-hour pattern or a circadian rhythm. So a circadian rhythm is any biological process that displays an internal clock that we have processes in our body that occur on a regular basis, but they follow a 24-hour clock. And these circadian rhythms have actually been observed in all living things, including plants, animals, funguses, and bacteria. But in humans, they play a super important role because as we've lived throughout the millennia, there's one thing that's certain is that the sun rises in the morning and it falls at night. Our biology is actually closely tied to that. And really, it's a relatively new scientific revelation, although it's been recognized kind of in popular biology for many, many years. There's many studies now, especially recently, that have shown that chronically disrupting our circadian rhythm by either eating meals late at night, which people commonly do, or having midnight snacks, which you hear about people doing, is actually a recipe for weight gain and metabolic problems.
Well, how do you gauge then when you're hungry? I mean, should you just set a timer and always eat at that time, or can you wait until your body tells you to eat?
Well, that's an excellent question, and actually, it's a little bit of both. You should have a timer that you eat whether or not you're hungry. In fact, you really should never allow yourself to get hungry, because when you do allow yourself to get hungry, you tend to overeat or eat more than you should. So really, you should try to eat on a timed schedule. And our body has all kinds of hormones and other signaling processes that are used to regulate how we consume food. And in this case, it turns out that our biological clocks regulate that. So some scientists that have studied the field have really argued that people improve their metabolic health when they eat their meals in a daily 8 to 10-hour window. And when they expand that window to, say, a 15-hour period, they tend to have more problems associated with their metabolism and tend to be more obese.
What about this idea that you should just sort of be snacking on vegetables and nuts all day?
Again, there's a number of hormones in our body that regulate that, and these hormones are produced. This is part of what the circadian rhythm is. It turns out that our bodies tend to act as though we have one circadian rhythm, but in fact, we actually have multiple circadian rhythms. Every single organ in our body has its own circadian rhythm. And so, for example, during the day, our pancreas increases its production of the hormone insulin, which controls our blood sugar levels in the morning, but then it slows it down at night. So your opening comment about the apple fritter is actually a correct comment, because in the morning, you're producing a lot of insulin, but at night, you're not producing it. And so you more effectively metabolize sugars or carbohydrates in the morning than you do at night. Well, it turns out that the gut has a biological clock, a circadian rhythm as well, and it regulates the daily ebb and flow of the different enzymes that exist within our stomach. And this is responsible for the absorption of the different nutrients that we take in through food and for the removal of waste products that when we digest the food. And in fact, these rhythms are so ingrained that they're programmed into our DNA. And so there's been numerous studies now that have shown that in every single organ that there are thousands of genes that switch on and switch off at roughly the same time every day. And this is where the whole notion of chronobiology and chrononutrition comes from.
Well, this is why jet lag screws you up then. I always assumed that that human beings evolved to eat food when they could get it, because it was always uncertain, so that it would be okay to, snack when it's available and fast when it's not.
It's true that humans, we started off as hunters and gatherers. We couldn't always go to the QFC or Whole Foods or the local grocery store to get our groceries. And so we had to be able to adapt metabolically for that. And so that's why we actually have fat in our body. Fat is our body's storage form of fuel. It's there for a reason. And when we enter periods of famine, so when there isn't food available, we actually change metabolically. We become more fuel efficient. So we actually hold on to our fat cells and hold on to our fat because that's our long-term storage form of energy. And we become more metabolically ineffective. We actually start to preferentially metabolize skeletal muscle, which is the majority of our metabolic rate comes from. So if you are in a period of starvation, then you'll hold on to fat and you'll burn muscle. And that's actually what's responsible for yo-yo dieting. You can take that same notion and apply it during the day. It turns out that we're supposed to be eating during certain periods of the day. And if we interfere with those periods of eating, we don't eat at the correct period of time, that will actually negatively influence our metabolism. There's a popular saying, have breakfast like a king, have lunch like a prince, have dinner like a pauper. And it's actually a true statement that if you eat that way, you're more likely to have a healthy existence.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Thank you, Dr. Cohen.
Thanks, Dave.